Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Friday, you know what it is? It's Feel Seen Friday.
Feeling Seen Friday.
That's what I'm calling it.
You and I have desks right across from each other.
Yeah.
And we've been sitting for about the last hour preparing for this show.
Yes, we have.
But suddenly I see you.
I've been here the entire time. I'm just a boy standing in front of a girl who I work with.
Who I work with saying, hey, look at me. I've got a new tie.
I'm wearing a tie. Well, we've got a big broadcast, a discerning eye. It's a trunk show.
Yes.
It deserves a tie, right?
You thought trunk show, tie.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Big fan of the tie and sweater look, so that's what I'm rocking today. And you just realized the tie.
Well, okay, here's the thing with you. You've got that beard.
It's fair.
And you've got a sweater on, so
also
there's
fair.
Only so much space that I can see the tie.
It's kind of like when you want to, you know, send a rocket to the moon. There's only a little window.
Yes.
There's a launch window. For me, it's a tie window.
It's a tie window.
That's my tie window right there.
A very big window.
No.
So I did not notice that you had a tie on even, and I apologize. But suddenly—
Don't apologize.
Suddenly I see you.
I
you
feel
are seen.
Seen. Thank you.
Feeling seen on this Friday. And festive,
yes.
too, I would say.
Well, and I, you know, I'm the weather guy, so I got to bring it up.
Yes, but. No, this was a but.
No.
A weather but.
What was supposed to hit us yesterday went further south.
Okay. It
we got a dusting. I shoveled probably an inch, I'm guessing.
It wasn't.
That's an unofficial total.
Bad, though. Yeah.
No. In fact, we had dinner in Iowa City last night. Now, driving back, the roads were a little more snowy, like in Coralville.
Yes.
Right? But the plows were just getting to it. But pulled into our driveway at 9 p.m. I did our driveway quickly, didn't get the snowblower, just basically pushed snow out of the way.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
Well, today, as I'm looking at Cedar Rapids, there's a 30% chance of some flurries and then some snow overnight tonight into Saturday. But I'm spending a little extra time on this because, ladies and gentlemen, once again, one of those diagonal lines has been drawn. However, Cedar Rapids is now out of it, but our friends in Iowa City and Washington counties are in it as overnight into tomorrow. They're actually, 3 a.m. this tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
Into 3 p.m. Saturday, another winter weather advisory.
Okay.
And I believe
I got business in Iowa City this weekend.
Today's fine.
No, I all weekend.
Well,
I'm going back on Saturday.
Drive a little carefuler.
More carefuler,
please.
Okay.
Winter weather advisory for Johnson County, Washington County to the south. That starts at 3 a.m. going into tomorrow morning through 3 p.m. Saturday. And again, it
Good
is
down.
Just this. It's like we are the roadway. Like, we've cleared a path for more snow.
Right.
And the other weird thing about it, this time, it just stops at the river. It gets the Mississippi, and then once it hits Illinois, it's like, we're done.
Huh.
So it's a very specific system.
Well, feeling very seen by the weather systems that keep coming through.
Sure are.
Giving us just a little kiss of snow.
Every other day right now.
Annoying.
And then behind that, big reminder, Arctic cold.
And then really, really cold Sunday.
You're going to be in Iowa City? That's right. We were going to do something together, but you weren't invited.
I am. Yes.
Remember that whole conversation?
You invited me, uninvited me, and then also I can't go because I had other plans. So.
You're going to be, we'll be in this town at the exact same time. Now I remember you've got
but
one thing.
Separate buildings.
Separate buildings.
Yes.
In Iowa City coming up tomorrow.
Can't wait.
That'll be fun.
See you not there.
Hey, I'll not wave at you.
Okay, sounds good. Deal. You know what? That's healthy, though. We can spend some time apart.
We need to spend
it's
some
healthy.
Time apart.
It's
yes.
It's very healthy.
You got it.
And a new poll asking 13,000 people about Christmas cards. How appropriate, right?
It's a great sample size, too.
It is. It is. Nice, big sample size.
All right. What's the question?
Are you sending out Christmas cards this year? And we're down.
Every year it goes down, doesn't it?
It does. So 27% of people are mailing out Christmas cards.
Only 27%?
We're down 10% from last year. 12% said they usually do, but they're not doing it this year. I don't know if it was like, oh, we forgot to take a picture or I forgot to buy stamps or what the excuse is.
I mean, and they're getting more expensive, especially
yes.
if you're doing stuff online. And if
yes.
it's the difference between gifts for my family and kids and sending out Christmas cards, I'd cut cards too.
I know.
Right?
Economy, you
yeah.
could look at that. That's probably an underlying factor. However, when asked, how do you feel about getting a holiday card? 60% of us either love it or like it.
Isn't that a weird matchup that yes. you want to receive it, but less and less are sending it?
But less people are sending
yeah.
it. But you're right, though. When it comes down to dollars and cents, it's an expensive thing.
It is.
And it's not like it's an investment. You don't get anything back from it besides maybe a holiday card from somebody
you
else.
You get the glow of a holiday.
It's about sending joy.
Communication.
Holiday communication.
The joy, the glow of holiday yeah. communication in your belly.
Oh, I feel it. Wait, it's just indigestion.
No,
it'll
it's
pass.
The glow of holiday communication.
It'll pass. It'll pass.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I owe you a thank you apology.
A thank you apology?
Yeah, have I ever
What's
given
a
you a thank you apology?
Probably. Lay it on me. What for?
Well, I want to thank you because last week, or was it Monday? Either way, it's been a good 4 or 5 days. You gave me a box of cookies. And
Monday.
Technically, you
Monday.
Gave Monday. It was for the Hanson family.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Cookies for more than just me.
Yeah.
I have to apologize because they've been on my desk since Monday because I kind of forgot you gave them to
uh-huh.
me under stacks and stacks of paper.
Oh, no. They're 4-day-old cookies?
That's not going to stop me, but
no,
I
of course.
Just, I didn't want you to think like I didn't appreciate them, so I just let them sit there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I kind of forgot I had them.
Yeah.
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 You gave me these on Monday, and then someone...
sitting out.
Yeah, somebody came in, and I was like, oh, I met so-and-so. They want to do a community spotlight. I'm like, give me the piece of paper, and I set the paper on top of the cookies, and I couldn't see the cookies.
Uh-oh.
And then I forgot the cookies.
Uh-oh.
And about Wednesday, I'm like, didn't she give me cookies?
Where are those cookies?
Where are the cookies? They're here.
Oh, found them.
Yeah. So, thank you, sorry. Just wanted...
That's fine. You know what? They're your cookies now. They are...
The moment they left your hands, you don't care about them?
I care a little bit. They were really fresh.
I bet they're going to be great. Well, I wasn't going to eat them all on Monday anyway.
No, I know.
But
I know.
By today, I probably would have been down to a couple things.
Uh-huh.
Now I'm down to all of them.
You know what? It's like you waited.
Yeah. Do you want some of your cookies?
Nah.
They're 4 days old.
I've been eating them all week.
Okay.
I actually already had a cookie this morning.
Did you really?
Yeah. I keep the one little raspberry ones in the fridge.
Yeah.
And it's just a bite-sized thing, so I just popped it in my mouth.
And it's raspberry, so that's fruit.
And that's fruit,
yeah.
So that's breakfast.
Well,
thank you.
Thank you, sorry.
Thank you, sorry.
Thank you, sorry.
That's my first thank you, sorry. That's nice. Thanks.
Hope it's your last. I don't want to have to do that again. It felt weird.
No, that... What a terrible way to go. I need, you know what? You can make it up to me.
Yeah.
Not just by saying sorry, by talking me into things.
Okay.
I need you to help me get in the right headspace.
Yes.
I signed up for, our entire weekend is Girl Scout themed weekend. And I've been excited about this. We're going to the Iowa women's basketball game. It's like Girl Scout themed.
Fun.
On Saturday. And then tonight there is a Girl Scout skating event.
Where's that?
We're going ice skating at the mall. In December? I was like, how perfect is that? The kids all holding hands and singing.
So what do I need to talk you into?
I think I'm
That
gonna
sounds
have to,
magical.
I think I'm going to have to skate, and I'm scared. What if I fall down?
You're going to fall down. Let's just start with that.
I don't want to fall down.
You're going to fall.
I don't want to fall down.
Let's practice falling right now.
How do you fall? Teach me, Obi-Wan.
I will. As a guy with low center of gravity, I fall a lot. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
The key is not to sprain your wrists.
Oh.
So if you're falling, you don't need to brace.
Forearms?
Loosen forearms.
Okay. Wait, loose?
Well,
like don't fall on my arms?
No, you want to fall on... That's going to brace for the impact.
Yeah.
But don't get all rigid
because
you could sprain an elbow. So just kind of maybe like fall into a shoulder.
Okay.
Where are the meaty parts of you?
Oh. Right?
Your butt.
Butt.
Fall,
butt.
On, your
fall
butt.
On your butt.
There. We solved it. Fall on your butt.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Governor Kim Reynolds presenting this year's Iowa Award to Terry Branstad, former governor twice and U.S. ambassador to China. The Iowa Award is the state's award recognizing, quote, outstanding service of Iowans in the fields of science, medicine, law, religion, social welfare, education, agriculture, industry, government, and other public service. You may have heard of other winners. Herbert Hoover has won this one.
Oh, yeah. Heard
so has Grant Wood.
Whoa.
First Lady Mamie Eisenhower, who was born in Iowa. And I think went to school in Cedar Rapids and more. Branstad, the nation's longest serving governor, 22 years in office across two non-consecutive terms. The award was presented yesterday at the Iowa State Capitol. This just popped up on my radar. I guess it's kind of a sports short. If you have a Packers fan in your family, the Dubuque chapter of NAMI, which is the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is hosting the Green Bay Packer tailgate tour as a fundraiser at the Field of Dreams movie site next April, and tickets are on sale.
Wow.
The tailgate tour includes fan experiences and a chance to meet active Green Bay players. We'll be in Dyersville April 16th from 4 to 8:30 p.m. at the Field of Dreams movie site. Tickets are $40 starting there. I'm guessing there are other experiences you can add on. It includes access to the site and the tour itself, some photo experiences. If you need more information, go either NAMI, N-A-M-I Dubuque, search that, or go over to Facebook and the Field of Dreams movie site. I think it was their post within the last couple of days.
That's a cool.
Just doubled across that. But,
yeah.
You know, we've seen certainly the Twins bring their hot stove to Cedar Rapids. We've got a connection there. The Cyclones always do their tailgate tour for football in the fall, but I've never seen a professional football team bring a tailgate tour to our area. So if you got a Packers fan, that's coming up in April. I know it's not nerd news time, but it's kind of a nerdy feeling all right.
Really?
There's a huge physics research collaboration currently underway. I'm going to name the players. You ready?
Let's go.
The University of Iowa.
Know them.
Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Caltech.
Uh-huh.
Co College.
Hello.
Hello, Co. Co College is part of this collaboration doing research in the world of physics, which means federal dollars were just presented to Co in the form of a $1.3 million check.
Whoa!
That funding is to pay students studying these particular subjects the opportunity to go study where the greats have. For example, New Mexico, where Oppenheimer did his work. They still have labs there. The CERN, I think it's just called CERN in Switzerland. There's like a particle collider. There's something huge and very scientific in Switzerland. So the students will go and do their research at these famous physics labs along with their colleagues from Iowa, Notre Dame, and Caltech and Co. Co College just making that announcement yesterday.
That is so cool.
That is so very cool. That's got us feeling all right.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Taylor Swift has given us a gift this holiday season. Her docuseries about the Eras Tour is on Disney Plus right now. And if you're sick and tired of hearing me talk about Taylor Swift, well, too bad, because she's not going anywhere. She was on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert this week and said that, "I think what I look up to most in people is career longevity. Career longevity, friendship longevity, longevity in their relationships. How do you keep a good thing a good thing?"
That's a great worldview.
I think that's an important thing, especially if it's not just, you know, career, it's just everything in life. How do you keep things going? She says there are certain corners of our society that I really love and look up to longevity, but there's also corners that are like, give somebody else a turn. Can't you just go away and we can talk about how good you were? And I'm like, I don't want to. So
it's also her livelihood, right?
Yes.
So no, she shouldn't step aside. This is how she makes her money. This is her talent.
And to her point, she's like, I'm also a workaholic. I enjoy what I do. I'm being creative. I'm doing exactly what I love. So excuse me for expressing myself, but this is the work that I do and I'm good at it.
And nobody had to step aside when she was making her name. See what I'm saying?
Exactly.
It's like, true that someone else should get a chance, but they need to work at a level that propels them.
This is her space right now because she has created it.
Yes. Yeah. The talent that has, and then maybe that person will push her aside, but we're not there yet.
Exactly. Also, how did she spend the money that she made on the Eras Tour? As you watch the behind the scenes and learn all about it, starting this weekend, she bought her master's. So she's like, it's kind of cool that the fans helped fund that thing that I've always
She went to
wanting.
School while she was on tour?
No, the master's, her songs, the master's.
I thought she got a master's degree.
No, I'm sorry. The master copies of her songs. She bought all of her original music back, and her fans helped her fund.
Well, maybe she should now go to school.
Hey, here's an idea from Dan Eric Hansen. I know you've got a lot of honorary degrees, but what about an
you
actual
You got those
master's,
but get your master's.
Thanks for the advice, Eric. Lifelong learner.
Lifelong learner.
Okay, who was the best dressed of 2025? Well, I've got that list according to Vogue.
Vogue, 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 Vogue.
And because they're Vogue and they can do basically whatever they want, instead of a top 50 list, it's a top 55 list.
That's a weird number.
It's a very weird number, but there are a lot of names that you know and would probably expect to see. Coleman Domingo, always so fashion forward. Rihanna and ASAP Rocky, they always are amazingly dressed. Jenna Ortega made the list.
I do not find her fashionable.
You do not?
She always looks sloppy.
You think so?
Yes.
I think she's like got a dark slant, but it's interesting.
I guess she's goth fashionable.
Goth fashion.
Is that fair?
Yes. Pamela Anderson. She has been kind of like this whole old Hollywood glam look going on.
Very true, yes.
Yeah. I'm a little surprised to see Timothée Chalamet.
Well, your surprise on Timothée is my surprise on Jenna Ortega.
Okay. I don't get it. I think that he wears some interesting things, but I don't. I guess it's fashion.
Hey, we're questioning Vogue.
That's right. I'm sorry. Vogue knows. And so we have to just trust that they know the fact that they have Pope Leo XIV on their list.
Well, hold on a second. He doesn't get to pick his own clothes.
Thank you. I don't think that counts. I love, don't get me wrong.
Are they getting like in the Vatican pictures?
I don't know.
He's always wearing a robe.
What are you talking about, Vogue? What are you talking about?
The Pope is best dressed.
The Pope. Pope Leo XIV, one of the top 55 hottest dressed celebrities for 2025.
God, that robe's hot.
What?
That papal robe.
What? I think it's the mitre. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Heck of a hat. Leslie Nielsen, the original Naked Gun actor, loved a good fart joke in his day. He even went as far as to put it on his tombstone.
Like, you and I have seen this.
It's yes.
Yes.
Let her rip. That's right. Saw it in real life. Well, his niece posted a TikTok explaining what happened at his memorial service. It was an open casket, and there was a fart machine inside of Leslie Nielsen's casket. The remote control for said machine was at the bar two rooms away.
This is great.
So there was a button that you could push after you purchased your drink, and whenever you did, you pushed that, whoever was standing near the casket would hear this sound. If they didn't know what was going on, they would think that his...
He's not dead yet!
...corpse is breaking wind. His niece is like, I don't know if that was part of his last wishes, if that was something he stipulated in his will, or what. Maybe his widow came up with the idea, but either way, I know that he would have loved that gag.
I'm making a note.
This is how I want my open casket.
This is how
casket.
I want my open casket
if
to be,
If it's
going to
be an open casket, this is how we're going to do it my way, okay? My way. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Calendar is going to smack you in the face. There are only 2 weeks left in this year.
Oh, boy.
The 50th week of the year 2025.
My face.
Nerd news. As we broadcast from an elevation of 840 feet above sea level, a latitude of 41.88 degrees north and a longitude of 91.72 degrees west. Got to take you into water first. A Swedish musician spent 6 months working to accomplish this, teaching an octopus how to play piano.
Oh, under the sea, I believe he does play one, and he's very good.
Inspired by Little Mermaid and the octopus.
Yes.
Which I believe also had a mustache. No, but then...
We've got a hot crustacean band.
Mattias Krantz, a YouTuber whose content usually revolves around musical instruments he modifies and plays, posted a video detailing how he taught an octopus named Takoyaki how to play piano. This started back in March.
Uh-huh.
So Krantz invented a modified waterproof keyboard for Taco. The octopus could grip each key with its tentacles. And as it gripped it, it pulled a lever, and the lever then sent a signal that made a note noise. Okay?
Okay, but in The Little Mermaid, he just hits the keys, and it's pretty traditional.
In The Little Mermaid, people can breathe underwater and fish can talk. So this is
real.
This is real.
Okay.
And it's not animated.
I just thought that he would just hit the key.
No.
He has to pull it?
He has no incentive. And if you think about an octopus, it's not like they're swinging it. That thing just curls. What is he good at? Suction cups and like grabbing, right? So that was, because he tried all different forms But the octopus didn't have any interest until he understood there was a lever.
This is the one that worked.
And had to be bribed to pull the lever. The octopus learned every time he pulled the lever, this little tube would drop a crab and then he could get something to eat. So the octopus is not playing the piano per se. The octopus is delivering food to itself. But when he plays along with the guy playing piano, it sounds pretty cool.
You're not going to like my question.
What's your question?
Was it a live crab? Or
it's
was
a live crab.
Okay. I needed to know.
Do you want to know how many dead Sebastians it takes?
Yes.
To get an octopus
to play piano.
To play piano, yeah.
So like he plays songs or just?
No, he plays a note, eats a crab, plays another note, eats another
eats
Sebastian. That's the way it goes.
That is sick.
But the other dude, Kronz, is on his guitar. So it sounds kind of harmonious.
That's cool.
It's cool. It's cool.
That's cool.
NASA has just lost contact with MAVEN. MAVEN is a spacecraft that's been orbiting Mars for the last 11 years and is one of only three right now that are circling the planet and sending data back.
Uh-oh.
MAVEN stands for Mars Atmospheric and Volatile Evolution spacecraft. Stopped responding this past Sunday. They can still ping it, so they know where it is in space, but it went dark side for a little bit, and it's happened before, and usually it comes back around, and you're like, oh, we made contact again. So something happened when we lost sight of it, which then that gets into conspiracies and suspicious. So they're trying to figure out what caused it. Is there a solution? There's also the plan of like, well, it's lived its good long Mars life. It's been up there a while.
Just leave it like space garbage?
Yeah, unfortunately. There are two new satellites that they're currently putting up in 2027 that will be doing the same thing, only better. So my guess is they're just going to junk it.
Oh, man.
Which I don't like space junk.
No.
Worries me because what goes up has to come down at some point.
Makes me concerned.
But it has enough propellant to go to the end of this decade. So they could still use it to collect data. It also relays signals from things that are on Mars back to us. They just need to fix it.
Yeah.
How do you fix something that's 225 million miles away? All right. 64, 65, 66, 68.
Six,
no. In-N-Out Burger, California-based food chain, just removed the number 67 from its ticketing system. So the way it goes there is you order the food, you wait for your number to be called, you go up and you claim it. People were going into the stores in droves, ordering food, and waiting for them to say 67 out loud.
Oh, annoying.
Making videos, and it got super stupid annoying. Customers hated it. Like, because some poor person went, ah, oh, crap, I got to read this one.
I got to say it.
And, we're talking, the restaurants are packed.
Yeah.
Now, the upside is...
Because you brought 60 people.
66 other people ordered food. And they paid for it, but then they just sat there with their phones up just waiting and waiting. So In-N-Out Burger didn't acknowledge it. They didn't say anything. They just went in and said 67 is no longer a number in our ticketing system. So they at least have figured out a way to eliminate 67, which I think is brilliant.
Next up, 41.
I'm not seeing as much concern about 41. No, but good question.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
One of the ways to get into the spirit if you're not there yet, or also a key way to know what your little one wants, is to not write a letter to Santa, but to record a message to Santa on the Morning Scramble Santa line.
It is so simple. All you need is the Z102.9 app. There's a button at the bottom. It says uploads. You click that. You upload audio. Send it to us. We'll take it. And then we have this transponster in the back, and it has a connection to the North Pole.
Direct connection. We set it up and we wait because, it's busy season.
Right.
It's their primary time of year. But those messages make their way back within a day or two, and the coolest thing happens. It is personalized and customized to exactly what your little one asked for. And not only do we play it back on the radio, why? Because it's adorable and it shares holiday magic. We make sure that you get a copy, and once you have it, you can play it on Christmas Eve. It can become a holiday tradition. We've been doing this for 5 years. By the way, big thanks to Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. And we have more families than ever before who continue the tradition year after year.
It is so fun to hear all of these wishes, questions for Santa, whatever they are. And Santa Claus does such a good job. I know that this is his busy season. In fact, he wanted to share with everybody that this weekend would be a great weekend to get that stuff done because he's kind of focused.
I've noticed the last couple of messages, too, he's been bringing in some extra help.
Yes.
So we have a brand new message this morning. Let's hear it for the first time, our latest issue of Santa Line with Z102.9.
Time to hear another message on the Morning Scramble Santa Line.
Presented by Hurtina Stocker Jewelers.
Good morning, one and all. The countdown is on. It's less than 2 weeks until Christmas. I'm here with my elves Peppermint and Wintergreen.
Hello.
Hi, everyone. This is so exciting.
To play two messages this morning. Peppermint, start with Callan, please.
You got it, big guy.
Hi, Santa. My name is Callan. Your elves are really funny, and I also want to know what school they go to. How do they use their magic? And can I please have V-Bucks for Christmas? I really love Fortnite. Thank you, Santa. I love your elf.
Merry Christmas, Callan. Thank you for your message and your questions. I'll answer your questions in just a sec, but wanted to acknowledge your request for V-Bucks for Fortnite. Now, I know you have so much fun playing that game. Just promise me you will balance your screen time with what I like to call real-world time. Going outside, getting fresh air, and maybe visiting a gymnasium or a pool to burn off some of that Christmas candy energy. Ho, ho, ho! As to your questions, now, Callan, I am sorry, but I cannot reveal anything about my magic or elf magic. The magic is what makes Christmas so, so special. I can tell you about elf school. All of the elves at the North Pole spend time at the Elf Academy. Just like your school, there are a lot of subjects to cover and a lot to learn. Your elf scout even completed some classes before coming to your house for Christmas, including a class on elf humor, which is why he's so funny. Speaking of, Wintergreen, did you have a joke you wanted to tell?
What's Rudolph's favorite food?
I don't know. What is Rudolph's favorite food?
Burritos.
That's a good one, Wintergreen.
Thank you, Santa.
Now, Wintergreen, would you please play Porter's message?
Of course, Santa.
Hey, Santa, my name is Porter. I party train, then can you really please bring me a well at party train? Can you please, really please bring Portland because I love you. I want Minnie Mouse toy and drive on the ceiling and the wall. Can you bring me that, please? Thank you, bye.
Merry Christmas, Porter. Your family is so very happy for your potty training. Good job, little man. You're growing up so fast. For your Christmas request, here in the North Pole, we know that you love all things Mickey and Minnie and all their Disney pals. We have some fun toys ready to go just for you. Just don't leave any tire marks on the wall or ceiling, okay? Oh, and Porter, Santa loves you too. Merry Christmas, everyone. What's that? Sorry, Peppermint and Wintergreen are whispering something. Got it. Porter and Callan, please say hi to Scout from Peppermint and Wintergreen.
Hi, Scout.
Hey, Scout. See you soon.
Creating holiday magic for families across the corridor. It's the Morning Scramble Santa Line. Presented by Hurtina Stocker Jewelers, Z102.9. This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
You ready for your first spin?
Spin it.
Here we go.
Nice, healthy spin there.
Do you know how many cookies I had before I spun that?
Sugar. Powered by sugar.
Powered by, that's Eric, fueled by sugar. Six.
Number six. 'Tis that time of year. Viruses aplenty, right?
Yes.
Did you know that even viruses can catch viruses?
No.
The first virus that infected another virus was found in 2008. And that's just the ones we knew about.
How did we find that one, though?
Science. Great science and learning. I don't know. I don't have answers.
So if I feel sick one day and then I feel worse the next day, is it possible my virus got a virus?
It might be that your virus got a virus.
Wow.
Whoa.
Eight, please.
Number eight. Over half of the edits on Wikipedia are made by less than 1% of the users.
So there's basically people who are working for Wikipedia for free.
For free.
They feel like that's their duty.
One of them is a 41-year-old man named Stephen Pruitt. He's responsible for creating 33,000 articles, and he's made over 6 million edits.
Wow.
That's a lot. And you are not getting paid.
I've made one article and one edit, and it's about us.
What?
Yeah.
You edited an article?
Well, there's a Morning Scramble Wikipedia page, which I put up, and then we won some awards. And so I have to go in and edit it.
Look at you.
But I have a feeling that guy then probably checks my work. Because that's the weird thing about Wikipedia.
What do you guys call yourselves?
The Wiki Dudes.
Oh, okay. You're not Wiki. Wikiophiles or?
No, Wiki Dudes.
Okay.
But do you want to know our tagline? We just go, Wiki. What?
That's a good.
We're the Wiki Dudes.
Yeah, Wiki Dudes.
Wiki.
What if it's ladies?
You're not invited.
No, we don't. No, it's all dudes.
They have their own movie. The Wiki Dudes.
It's going to be Wikipedia files.
Wicked. Four. Whenever we're ready. Four, please.
I'm going to have to get it together for just a second. Okay, number four. A doctor diagnosed the injuries that the two wet bandits from Home Alone would have suffered. They looked at both Home Alone and Home Alone 2.
Let's just look at the first one.
They figured out 23 of the injuries would have been fatal.
Fatal? Are you kidding me?
23 of the injuries sustained by the characters in those movies would have killed them. They've been killed 23 times.
I mean, the number of times you fall down the stairs.
Yeah.
You step on, right?
Step on.
The nail.
The nail. That wouldn't kill you, but.
Ice on the other stairs.
A blowtorch to the head.
That'd kill you.
That might kill you.
Yeah. I need to edit my Wikipedia page about this. Wiki Dudes. Wiki.
Oh, you're going to want to add this
one
somewhere
more four,
then.
By the way.
Number four.
Yes.
Ben Franklin once published a book. It was called The Drinker's Dictionary.
It had
200 different terms to describe being drunk.
Among your favorites?
He's seen the devil. And I don't know why, no, this didn't stick. Juicy.
I got a new tagline for the Wiki Dudes.
Guys, let's go get juicy.
Juicy.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9.
Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.